KO4HKX, W4DJW. Nothing heard, CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Nothing heard will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-2 portion. Tonight being Sunday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and brand new amateur radio operators. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have KX4MR, that is Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest, K4HEY, that's Jim in Piedmont, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, KG4PFI, that's Don, bringing with him KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont. AA4GH, that's Gus, and where is Gus? You never do know where Gus is. He's in Punta Gorda, Florida. KQ4NXS, that's Raymond in Traveler's Rest. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. KQ4ESO, that's Michael in Simpsonville. KO4RMM, that's Kurt in Greenville. KO4CEF, that's Andrew in Inman. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Bring with him KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, also in Asheville. We appreciate everyone who used the pre-net check-in capability. That is what we have it there for. Thank you for using that. Moving on to the Echolink stations, we have a couple of Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Net control, net control. Here is Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta, Marsh, coming to you tonight from St. Petersburg, Florida, and not on Callahan Mountain, but we're down here for a little bit. So we thought we'd check into the net. Thank you for doing the net, Dave. And back to you. We'll be negative and negative this evening.
Okay, net control. I'd like to recognize K2LXD. That's Marsh, and he is in St. Petersburg, Florida this evening. Good to have you with us tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to check in while you're away from home. It's always good to have people checking in when they're not at home. And we do have another Echolink station. If you don't have audio and you'd like to check into the net, I am watching the log. If you put a text message in there, I will see that. Otherwise, you can try to check in during any pause between any other stations when we're going through the RF section of the net. Checking now for brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and they are not quite sure what the protocol is. And you would still like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, just go ahead and throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, not hearing any brand new amateur radio operators. That brings us to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for a Sunday night. We'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, and they are all in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Do appreciate you being there. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. Stay 4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy.
We're at home at Easley. No traffic notes you tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy, all on the net. And Dave, I gave the other Dave, my neighbor BYQ over here, a call today, and I got his voicemail and haven't heard anything back. I'll try him again tomorrow.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things SwapNet. That's KI4DOS Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy there in Easley. Tell Miss Joy we said hello and do appreciate you checking in to KB2BYQ, Dave. Just a little bit worried about him. Haven't heard from him for a few days, so it's always good, you know, to check in. I do appreciate you doing that, Gary. Maybe we'll hear something from him tomorrow. But it would be good to know that he's okay, so appreciate you doing that. One last call, Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we'll bump it up to the Echo through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And when I check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada. I'll be negative
name
tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That is Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you being there. Any other stations? Echo through Hotel. Okay, Harry has that group to himself. We'll go ahead and move it on up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begin with an I through an L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Thanks. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He is in Greer. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. I do have you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Hopefully we get some more people in this group before second shift. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
AW. I'm not sure what category we're in, but this is Kilo and Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I think you called India through Lima. But anyway, I'll be negative and negative, and 73 for each one of you.
Well, that is correct, James. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good. Do appreciate you being here, and your long-distance hearing from the other room was working just fine. We do have another echoing station. Echoing stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, Stephen, just so that you're aware, that was nothing but static. It sounds like there's a speed of kilobits per second, right? Sampling rate, something is not kosher right there, but I know who that is. KA4PQA, that's Stephen in Greenwood. We do appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Feel free to check it again once you get that checked out. If you dial into the test server, it'll play that back for you, and you can hear what that is. If you dial into the Echo Link test server, it will play that back for you. You can hear exactly what it sounds like. But do hope you get that fixed, and we do appreciate you being here with us this evening. Let's see, we are in the India through Lima group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey, that's KQ4OJW, Daniel in Seneca, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4DJW, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Simpsonville, Eddie, Seattle, and I'll be into the end of the road.
DJW, this is N4JRV, and I have negative, but I'll be hanging around to the end.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4OJW, that's Daniel and Seneca. Good to have you with tonight, Daniel. We do appreciate you being there. And Eddie, W4NTQ from Simpsonville. Good to have you with tonight, Eddie. And folks, Eddie is a 99-year-old ham radio operator. It's good to have you with us on our net tonight, Eddie. Hope you're doing well. And appreciate you hanging around to the end of the roll call. And N4JRB, that's James and Greer. And James, I've got you down for comments. We will be back, too, in just a little bit. I do see that Stephen left and he came back, so let's give Stephen one more opportunity to check in. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, there may have been a double there, and Stephen, I did hear you try to check in, but we don't have much difference on our end. It still sounds about the same. I'm still only hearing static. And there may have been a double, so if I don't give you your call back, please do try again. We'd really like you to, we would really like to get you checked in. Next, I'd like to recognize KQ4NHB, that's Danny in Greenville. Good to have you as night, Danny. We do appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo, Beck, 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4OAS. That's Robert in Piedmont. Good to have you with tonight, Robert. We do appreciate you checking in this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it up to Quebec through Tango. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, nobody in the Quebec through Tango group. Let's go ahead and move it to the patient group for a Sunday night. That's the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Dave, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
4DJW, DYQA Duncan in Easley, sitting here gargling peroxide because I lost my voice last night. So I'm not going to have anything to say. I'll be negative and negative 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with tonight, Tommy. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. And KB8YQA, that is Duncan in Easley, who lost his voice from talking so much last night. Hope you get that voice back pretty quick, Duncan. I know how that goes. That can be miserable. But we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Let's go ahead. Oh, I see Stephen is back. Let's give Stephen one more try. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Dave, this should sound much better now. Check me in, KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood, no traffic and no rag queue.
Okay, Stephen, you got it fixed that time. Sounds good. Do appreciate you working on that and being persistent until you got it working. It sounds good. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And I did already recognize your call. Let's see, we're going to go ahead and open it up now, all A through Z, Z through A. If you got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Thank you for picking up the net for me. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm back home in Penrose, and no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thank you.
W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet,
helium tankers. Negative and negative, over.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize our normal net, Sunday night Net Control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, who has made it home safely. Good to hear you made it home safely, and do appreciate you checking in, Patrick. Looking forward to hearing you calling it again next Sunday, I believe it will be. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, next Sunday. Appreciate you being there with us this evening. And W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. You're sounding good as usual. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in, Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November, Bill in Mills River, and I'll be in, be negative in negative.
Have ya? Hope goodness, Amy, you're doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and Amy, you're doing well. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB2GUN. That is Bill over in Mills River, North Carolina. You're sounding good, Bill. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Hope your weekend went well. And W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8. That would have been earlier today, and it will be a week from now. And be sure to check in with Sid on 14664 with a appeal tone of 91.5. And Sid, we do appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello and hope you guys had a wonderful end to your weekend. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4, QLG, this is Chris, and Liberty, and I won't be negative in that.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris, sounding good from Liberty, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, too. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check. Ends between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ. Larry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
For DJW and everybody on the net, this is KK4JBQ. And goodness, we
well, APRS at my station decided to throw out a beacon about the time you keyed up, so I missed that. Try that one more time. That was my fault. That was my APR station's fault, not yours. Try it again, Larry.
W4DJW, this is KK4JBQ. Wanted to begin by asking you, how was your day today?
My day was good, and thanks for asking. It was, it could have been better. My wife and I like to watch the NASCAR race every Sunday, and it was it started at 3 o'clock today, so we started watching that and had high hopes for the one we pull for, which is one not everybody pulls for, but he's the one we pulled for many, many years, and we were pulling for him, and he did not win. you win just a handful every season, and not winning on all these other times makes that one or two or three times that he does win extra special. So it was a good day. Nobody got hurt. Everybody went home. But the one that we wanted to win didn't win. How about you, Larry? How was your day today?
Well, I guess if anyone is listening, I know nobody's terribly interested, but if anyone has been listening to my saga of transposing some analog audio cassettes to digital, it's quite a challenge, especially if you're going to do it with equipment you know you've got but can't find. I have turned the house upside down, and today was no different. You know, a little bit every day. So today I found what might be a time capsule. I found in some audio-related stuff, you know, I found some cassettes that I've had since, well, the mid-70s. And that's a lot of years ago. And I don't know if they'll play any longer, or maybe they will, but it's interesting to remember what I was listening to back then. KK4JBQ.
Well, one way, I mean, if you can't find your old digitizing equipment, one way that might be viable is to buy a cheap Raspberry Pi and put a sound card on it that has a mic input and take the output, you know, with just a stereo cable going from your cassette player into a sound card that's mounted on the 40-pin header on the Raspberry Pi, and it has a program on there. All the Raspberry Pis have them. Well, if you load the Linux operating system, it's called ALSA Mixer. And when you load that ALSA Mixer, it lets you control the audio level with your inputs and your outputs. And you could play around. You could, like, play a section of the recorded audio into and capture it. You can capture really easy on a Raspberry Pi. You do an A play on it and just redirect the output into a sound file, and that's the digitizing. That's all there is to it. So it's a pretty cheap solution for capturing audio. But what it lets you do is, you know, everybody says it's either analog output or it's line level output, but everybody's line level output isn't exactly the same, right? Audio isn't a pure science yet. There's a lot of parameters. There's hundreds of parameters that you can use to control it. But the beauty of a cheap solution like that is it's super high quality and you've got full control. It will take some tinkering and you'll learn a little bit about Linux if you don't already know about Linux and ALSA Mixer. But it is a way, if you can't find your other equipment, to turn analog audio into digital audio.
Know that. And it hadn't occurred to me. I do have a couple of Linux computers here. I took one Mac, and quite a legacy laptop, and turned it into a real spiffy Linux machine. And that has been successful in helping me learn Linux. I still can't do any computer at the command line. I was pretty handy at that way back when with Windows NT. But all of that is ancient, and I don't feel up to that task, to learning all of that over again. I did major in computer science at one point. I changed my major to the College of Business and a different line of work. The computers were good up to the point where they just, things were developing so fast at that one point back in the mid-90s, I guess it was, that it just overwhelmed me. Sometimes this happens to college students, you know, they've got a marvelous idea, and as long as you have the drive and you have the capacity to move along with your efforts to learn everything at once. But computers were just, well, I'm glad I know as much as I do, but I don't know enough to be dangerous anymore. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, I was thinking about that when we were talking about that last night, I believe it was. And back in those days, nowadays I do everything on the computer. I do print things out every once in a while, but nowhere. I used to run through a lot of printers and print a lot of stuff out. And in the end, I wound up throwing a bookcase full of stuff that I printed out because it got old and it was outdated and it was no good anymore. But back in the 90s, in the 80s and the 90s, it wasn't quite that way yet. Well, all the way up into the early 2000s, too, is computers weren't that great at storing they didn't do the typeset the way they do the typeset now. And when you printed it out on a printer, it came out beautiful. But or if you remember, one of the things that was really popular and really big, and I loved doing it, was going out to Barnes & Noble. I used to burn money like you wouldn't believe at Barnes & Noble, and I've got bookcases of computer books to show for it. And you'd open the books up, and magic would happen when you start going pouring through those books. And then you sit down at a computer terminal, and you do what it told you to do, and it actually works. And then you have user's manuals for programs, and you have reference manuals for using those programs over a long period of time. So I got both the user's manual and the reference manual. I got them in books, and I got them at Barnes & Noble instead of just downloading the PDF file. And I loved that. I loved getting those books. But I did not like toting them around because they were heavy and they were thick and they were big. And remembering what page it was on and spending the time to find it on the page instead of just doing a control F and typing the word and hit enter. And it takes you straight to it. But those were the days. I do miss Barnes & Noble, and I do miss going to get a Starbucks coffee, or before that it was something else. It wasn't Starbucks, but it was some kind of a catchy name for the coffee, and Barnes & Noble. Do you remember that? Did you spend a lot of money like I did at Barnes & Noble?
What's a bunch of money at Barnes & Noble? I love to just rifle through the stacks of and shelves of books. It was an adult playground for me. I didn't have any serious interests in anything. I was just interested in everything, and they didn't mind that I took a book and rifled through it, and got a glimpse of what that was all about, and I'd go on to the next book. So it it was a different thing for me, but oh yes, I would usually leave with a magazine. I forget what magazine I was purchasing at the time. So I had to subscribe to it, but it seemed like I picked up the same. And great store. I haven't been there. I'm not even sure it's remaining here in Greenville. A lot of things have changed. Another thing that I found in the boxes as I was rifling through was cassette tape, a pre-recorded cassette tape of a music group that I remember listening to back in the mid-90s. This group actually started in, I think, 58. And they were a popular three members of the group called the Lettermen. And they sang songs in harmony with a very light instrumentation. You know, it was mostly their beautiful harmonies. And so I almost wish I could risk playing that thing I have probably two surviving cassette tape players. I'm not sure either one of them I could trust not to eat the tape. This was a problem back in the day, you know, when even humidity would cause the tape not to flow smoothly across the tape head and then jumble up, and then the pinch roller would grab a whole hunk of it and start eating. I hated that format, and it's been gone for a while now. I'm sure there are people listening who have no recollection of little, probably an eighth of an inch was the size of the tape in a little plastic shell, and you popped it in and pressed a button, and it would play music. I thought that was really cool. I didn't purchase many pre-recorded ones, but that was one, and I ran across that thing, and it was just memories started pouring out, you know. KK4JBQ.
Well, going back to the magazine stuff, I did buy Dr. Dobbs' journal at Barnes & Noble before I purchased a subscription to it. For the longest time, I'd always pick up a Dr. Dobbs journal when I went in there. That was the last thing I did before I went to the checkout, was pick up the latest version of that. That's a programmer's book for programmers, written by programmers for programmers. It just had all kinds of good little shortcuts and stuff like that, and you didn't want to miss that. That's kind of like QST for ham radio operators, or model aviation review for radio airplane enthusiasts. So Dr. Dobbs' journal. I did have several different kinds of tapes too, not so much audio tapes. Back in the 70s is when I started dealing with them, with the 8-track tapes, with the 8-track tape players. My dad dealt with the ones that were before that, and he had a few of them where he had the telephone that he had a modem that sat beside the phone, and you'd take the hand receiver off of the telephone. You know, these were telephones that were tethered to the wall, and he'd set it on the modem, and it had a place for the speaker and the earphone, and then he would play what he recorded off of the computer onto the cassette player through that to send it to work. I thought it was the coolest thing ever, but it worked. He wasn't sending a whole lot of data, but he did get data to go through there like that. While I was listening to 8-track cassette tapes and tearing cars up, so I had to take the engines apart and put them back together. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KK4JBQ. Oh, I don't know how entertaining this is for people who are listening, but it's fun to reminisce every once in a while. These are events and facts of life, you might say, that when we're gone, nobody's going to remember that. I suppose some historian is cataloging it, but this is living memories. We're only going back about 50 years, but that's a long time in a human life. We were younger and less experienced in life, no doubt. The fun about remembering is if you can remember what was motivating you at the time, and it seems that you were, that you are able to do that, what was motivating you. And it's kind of fun to get in touch with that. Reminiscing is, but I would rather accomplish something currently and use modern equipment, well, more modern than what we've been talking about. So digitizing an analog source, whether that be an analog video or an analog audio, that's kind of challenging. I'm going to have to look up that... oh, gosh, I didn't write it down. Would you refresh my memory of the program you said that was available for Linux?
Yeah, and if you Google it, you can probably get even more. But if you Google A Sound, just the letter A, S-O-U-N-D, and then Alpha, A-L-P-H-A, Alpha Mixer, if you Google that, it'll tell you how to do the install on it. And Alpha Utils also. Alsa Sound. That is the replacement for the old sound. There's an old sound system that Linux used to have, and they've just recently upgraded to the new one that is Alsa Sound. And ALSA, S-O-U-N-D, and Alsa Mixer, ALSA-M-I-X-E-R. I know I'm going through that kind of quick, so I'm saying it a couple of times just so that you can pick that up. But if you Google them and you look at how to install sound utilities, Google that, and it'll tell you all kinds of different ways depending on what kind of operating system you have. Whether there's different Unix flavors have different commands that you use to get that installed. But once you get that, then you can type in a mixer or ALSA mixer. And it brings up this big control panel that has all of the different utilities and all the different sound levels, and you know, whether you have muting turned on or whether you have, I mean, just a ton of stuff. And it's free. It's like getting all that hardware when you go out to the sound shop and filling up your grocery cart and bringing it home. It's all there. It's just on your screen instead of sitting on your desk. And I think, you like you said, it might take a little while to learn how to do what it is you want to do, but it's got it all. And once you learn how to do that, then there's practically nothing to do with digital to analog and analog to digital sound that you can't do. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
BQ. Yeah, this is all fascinating to me, and it's a different thing. It's been a while since I worked with sound on a computer, but the digital sound that comes across as a waveform is just fascinating. It's representative of how the computer is actually storing in bits the sound on your storage medium, whatever that might be. So it's been a while since I worked with that, but as I can recall, you can clean up the hiss that was evident even in the best of recordings on cassette tapes. I did watch some YouTube videos on cassette tapes, and the care and feeding of the tape players, they were very complicated, very mechanical, and had to be in pretty good condition so as not to ruin the tape that you put in the machine. And when it starts eating, it's all over. It is all over. So keeping the head clean, the head that contacts the pickup head, the recording head that contacts the tape, keeping that clean is probably a big deal. The one thing that I did learn, that the stuff that we used to play around with for a few dollars in the market that has developed in the meantime, such as blank metal tape, that's type 3 metal cassette tapes, are going for around $17. And the one that was just above that, and I can't, maybe it was type 4, is something like $47 for one little tape. So sometimes your memories, if you want to relive, sometimes it's expensive. Because these things aren't being made anymore. That's why they're it's a legacy thing. Anyhow, not to get too bogged down in the cobwebs, I'm sorry that more people are unable to get through tonight. I don't know if we've been having some sun. I don't know if they're CMEs or just flares of another kind. But propagation has been torn all to pieces here the last few days on some bands, I suppose. So, wonderful thing about amateur radio is that we have so much spectrum that if a band isn't working for you, just change bands and retune the amp. Dave, it's always good to talk with you, and I'm anxious to listen to someone else step up on this stump and tossing out some different thing to talk about. And we'll hope that you have a good night, and that everyone else out there, I think it's about the last I heard, the high temperature tonight is around 37. Now, this morning, it was 10 degrees lower, so we're having a real comeback. Maybe spring is closer. I'd like to think so. Take care, Dave. And again, thank you for picking up the net tonight. I do miss Patrick, but we'll just have to wait a week. And we'll talk with you all later. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you.
KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That ALSA sound I was telling you about stands for, ALSA is A-L-S-A, stands for Advanced Linux Sound Architecture. So if you can't remember ALSA, you can remember Advanced Linux Sound Architecture. And if you Google that, it'll take you to the wiki page, and the wiki page will tell you everything you want to know and then some. So that would be the easy way to get started. Just go to the wiki page and start reading up on Advanced Linux Sound Architecture, and you can do just about anything you want to do with that. But I do appreciate you hanging around. I always enjoy talking to you, Larry, after the net, and waiting for second shift to get here. So we're about halfway through the second half of the hour, and we should have some more stations. Second shift should be arriving if they weren't already here. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW still here.
Okay, Eddie, good to hear that you're still there and you're still listening. And if you want a rag chew, let me know. We've got one more rag chewer, and then we can pick you up if you're still hanging around and want a rag chew. Next one up on the stump this evening is N4JRB. That's James in Greer. James, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, this is N4JRB. You had an interesting conversation. My name is James. Actually, I go by Jim, but on the record, it's James. Anyway, my background is IT, and you guys are talking about Linux. If you guys ever have any questions about it, hit me up, because that's what I do for a living. I'd love to help you out, but the reason why I wanted to come on and talk to you guys is I just want to say this club is very, very nice and good people to talk to, so I just wanted to give my appreciation for that. I haven't been on every night because I have to teach school, too. I have a regular job, and I teach IT work on college at night on the computer, so I can't get on the radio all the time, so I just want to say thank you.
Okay, Jim. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around and letting us know that. It's good to have computer resources available for everybody. I did the same thing my whole career. Well, not whole career, but a very large portion of my career for 50 years was in computer, integration of large systems and under financial systems, integrating the front end and the back end at financial systems using Unix, right? All different flavors of Unix. So, yeah, I was born in that briar patch as well. So I love that briar patch. Anyway, Jim, appreciate you stopping by. Appreciate you throwing your hat in the ring for helping people out with the Unix questions. Let's see. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, I think that was Steve, KM4VWA in Inman. You might be on the handheld, Steve, and if you are, VHF, like Larry was saying a minute ago, VHF propagation isn't doing us any favors for at least the last two nights, so something's going on with the sun or something's going on somewhere, but I think that's KM4VWA as far as I could tell. And if it's not, try again when we would like to get you checked in if that's not Steve. Next one up on the stump is W4NTQ, that's Eddie in Simpsonville. Eddie, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is W4NTQ. I listen a lot. I don't talk too much. Something don't sound just right. I have a good time trying to keep y'all straight on my list, so I know who's talking and who's not. But didn't know what you knew me too any more than you said. But I work for a country newspaper. 59 years, and we printed a bunch of other newspapers back in 1951, I guess, we started changing to offset printing of two small country newspapers. And that was my job back in them days. We've had a good time over the years, and the reason up in this area, my daughter moved out after she got out of college, and her boyfriend got out of college down up in Raleigh. They moved out here, so when you got time for me to try to quit, I moved out here also. And I've been a ham, say, for 75 years. And I run a debt. In Wilmington, in Raleigh, East Carolina, and locally in Whiteville, North Carolina, and Bumsey County. And back in those days, a long time ago, so I have volunteered for any more work than I've already had.
Well, Eddie, in that profession that you were in, I've seen movies about that profession and how that profession progressed over the years. So that is a very interesting profession to be in, typesetting and printing newspapers, and the advances that they made from the early days, where they spin a wheel to press two plates together with a newspaper print in between it, to those drums that are spinning at 90 miles an hour, and they're making colored newspapers come off at, you know, 1,000 or more per second. That's pretty cool, the advances in technology over the years that they made. I would suspect that was a very interesting career, that you had to stay on top of technology with, and technology moved really, really fast as the years went by.
Yeah, Dave, I also in that military and stuff, I was in World War II, and that's when I went in the newspaper, worked for a local newspaper, Whiteville, North Carolina, and when the Korean War came along, I was in the Naval Reserve and got called in for a year and went back. When I got through with that, I went back into the same newspaper. So, but the early ones were the same one too. And I worked a different reporter in Whiteville, North Carolina.
It is impressive that your memory is working from that long ago. My dad was in the Korean War, not in World War II, but in the Korean War, and he's passed away already. And you branched both the World War II and the Korean War, so that's pretty impressive. My dad was in the Army, and he was the radio man in one of those L-19 bird dogs. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's an orange drab. I mean, it's a gray olive drab painted J-3 Cub, J-3 Super Cub, that had a whole lot of radio gear in it. They used to fly it low over the treetops with a 300-foot piece of wire hanging out of the back of the airplane. They'd fly over enemy territory listening on that wire, listening for CW, believe it or not. That was pretty cool. Anyway, he used to teach CW as well. But it's good to hear you talking about that. Propagation is getting pretty bad, though, Larry. Eddie, so I'm going to have to probably move on. But it is good to have you hang around with us on the Rag 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You got anything else for us this evening?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Eddie. Well, we do appreciate you being there and hope you had a great weekend and looking forward to next week. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet? Go W4DJW.
I live by myself. The daughter lives three blocks across near me, but her husband is going to California for a week there, and he's trying to figure out, be sure that see a papa back more than I know. So there you go, and I just try.
Okay, Eddie, well, it's starting to drop in and out of the repeater now, so I'm going to have to let you go, but I do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of it this evening. Anything else this evening? You're doing okay?
I'm okay. I get the tail receiver's cutting out for some reason. Anywho, we'll let you go, and Dave, and so the call it, I'm gone there.
Okay, Larry. Why I keep calling you Larry. Okay, Eddie, you take care. You enjoy the rest of the weekend, what little there is left of it, and hope you have a wonderful week next week. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that looks like that's about going to wrap it up. I think Gary's going to be calling it tomorrow night, KF4DOS Gary, so please do stop by and check in with him tomorrow night. Please stand by for my net report. All right, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
4JBQ, KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, KK4JBQ. Hello, Andy.
You talked just a while ago, reminded me of something. Y'all was talking about recordings of the past and all. That website Robert Webster years ago told me about, by archive.org. Now, I've traced, as best I could tell on that website, that 78 RPM records go all the way back to the 20s. Now, where does the 16-speed RPM record, where did they pick up at? Prior to that, or you got any idea? I'm just curious to know about that.
Oh, honestly, Andy, I'm a little confused. I have never heard of 16 RPM records. I've heard of 45s, 78s, 33. So 16 must go back to Edison, you know. And that wasn't platters, round discs that the recordings were made on. He made his recordings on cylinders. But I don't know if I've ever heard what the RPMs of that cylinder was. Can you help me understand about 16 RPM recordings?
Many decades ago, my grandmother bought me a record player, phonograph. I still that room over there. I don't know if it still works now or not. Still ain't used in a long time, but it would do also 16. It would do 33 and a third, 45, 78, and it had 16 speed listed on it, too. And I've never been able to find out where these 16 speed things was ever at, much less having ever seen one. But y'all was talking about that earlier, and I was hoping some of y'all might be able to answer that question for me.